Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. Hour number three is here, and so is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. We've got a good game, Rob. I give Philly credit. They've come back. They were down double figures, and now it's 68-66 with about a minute left in the third quarter. So the Sixers have found themselves. They've been pushed a little bit by Miami, or Miami, and now they, like I said, have found themselves, and they're playing.
It's a ball game.
Yeah, yeah, and this is, you know, if you don't know you're getting this from the Miami Heat, then I don't know what in the world.
What have you not been watching? Exactly.
Right.
We talked about it. They've been to. You can talk about all you want. They've been to the finals twice in 4 years.
Right.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
I mean, you got to give them their respect. And Rob, Joel Embiid, 3-for-12, 12 points, 11 rebounds.
What did I tell you?
And Monsey was talking, you know, she said Stephen A. was on ESPN saying he didn't feel good. Like, Embiid doesn't feel good. I guess a source told that to Stephen A. It's not his knee, but I guess maybe he has a cold. He's under the weather. He's playing. But, Rob, I'm saying this. I don't want to hear that you're not feeling good. It's not going to be an excuse. If you finish with 17 points on 35% shooting in a loss, I'm not trying to hear you weren't feeling good.
You're out there. Once you get out there,
right,
Chris, if you can't play, don't go out there. If you're going to be a liability to your team, we talked about this all the time. There comes a point where you have to say, if I can't produce, what is the point? Like, really, what is the
point?
And
I don't think he's been a liability to them.
No, I'm just saying,
he's obviously helped them, but my thing is, you can't have it both ways. You know, don't expect us to, especially when you have a playoff history of not showing up, Rob.
Well, but that's what I said before the show, before the game, that he turns to goo in the postseason.
Yeah.
And that's 3-for-12. That's cool, Chris.
Yeah,
right now.
It is. I can't argue with that. So we'll see. They got a whole quarter left. Miami 74-69 now at the end of three. Rob, let's go here. Fantastic article on ESPN.com about Bill Belichick and this offseason. He obviously was trying to get a job, Rob. He thought he had the Falcons job, and nothing came of it. There were six other openings that were out there, and he got none of them. And Don Van Natta, who does a terrific job for ESPN, Seth Wickersham and Jeremy Fowler, Rob, they wrote a great story, really got in depth about, you know, what kind of took place and why he didn't get a job and all of that. And one of the many revelations that came out of it, Rob, was that the Falcons, you know, they had Arthur Blank, their owner, had two meetings with Belichick, and Belichick felt like he was going to get the job. And it says that Robert Kraft called Arthur Blank to warn him not to trust Bill. And that's been backed up by a source who's a close friend of Kraft's. Now, it says that Arthur Blank, Rob, among NFL owners, Blank considers Kraft his closest friend. And publicly, they've both said that Kraft expressed only support for Belichick and praise for his former coach. But what do you think about this? Some are saying, you know, Kraft stabbed Belichick in the back. What are your thoughts on this?
I never think it's a good idea. I just don't think that is really your place. He won you six championships. He put your franchise in a certain place. And I'm not saying, Chris, you can't say you have had disagreements. Nobody works for somebody 20 years and everything is perfect and you didn't have any knockdown dragouts or anything like that. But that's bad karma. And first of all, if they're such close friends, why in the world wouldn't that be a conversation before you even invite Bill Belichick for an interview? That's what bothers me. Like it, Chris, before I even invite him, if I'm really friends with Bill Belichick, I mean, with
but
Robert
Belichick's
Kraft.
Been so good. No.
But
you know what I mean?
But I'm saying
he worked for you.
But you're
like, I'm interviewing him no matter what.
You're friends with Kraft, though. You're friends with Kraft.
Fine, but I'm still interviewing Bill Belichick.
Okay,
Kraft might not like him, but I'm still interviewing him.
Okay, then I disagree. I would call my friend first, and if he told me, don't F with him, I'm telling you he's a bad guy, whatever, I'm going to give you the reasons why, don't even bother. And if I really was friends with Robert Kraft and believed in him, and thought he was on the up and up, and this is something he didn't do, like, you know, like I really have faith in his opinion of people, Chris, then I wouldn't have brought Bill Belichick in. Now, I was in a similar situation where somebody in journalism had said some stuff about me. And the time came, Chris, you know, like this happens in life. And I'm in the newsroom, and guess whose name comes up? The guy who was saying stuff about me on the radio.
Meaning like they were considering maybe hiring him or something?
Yes.
For the newspaper? Okay.
And I was standing there, Chris, and they turned to me, and they said, Rob, what do you think about so-and-so?
Did they know about your issue?
No.
Okay.
There's my moment right there, right? There's my moment. No, I'm just, there's my moment. Don't touch that guy with a 10-foot pole. He's cancer. He's this. I could have said that. And all I said was, hey, you know what? He has broken some big stories over the year. And I left it at that because I just didn't feel like that was my place to stop a man from earning a living. That's just me.
I think that's different just from what you said. I may not know the whole story, but this was a case where he maybe apparently just had an issue with you and had said some stuff behind your back, but that wasn't, you know, you weren't necessarily, I think you felt like, well, we got an issue or he doesn't like me, but that doesn't mean he's, you know, a bad guy or, you know, I may not like him, but I think that's different. Here's what I'll say. The only thing that gives me a little pause is it says Robert Kraft called Arthur Blank. Okay? But because I feel like this, Rob, if they are, and I don't know how close they are, but
right.
Blank says, okay. They might be bosom buddies or they might just be among the owners who none of them I'm really close to. He's the one I know the best. I don't know.
Right.
What I will say is this, though. If they are really close, like they're friends, legitimate friends, like even say like me and you, legitimate friends. I do think, Rob, you owe it to your friend. If he asked you, like if you were about to say, you know, date a woman and I knew some things about her that you didn't know and you're like all in love and you ready to get married, whatever, I just think and you asked me, what do you really think of so-and-so? As your close friend, I do think I should give my honest opinion.
Okay, I don't disagree with that, but I disagree with people stopping people from earning a living.
And that, well, Belichick,
you,
I mean,
no, but you got
he gonna be all right.
No. But I hear you with a relationship and something I might not know. I got that.
But what if the person is? Belichick obviously isn't unhirable. You know what I mean? He's not unhirable and all that. But, I mean, even in a work situation, if you ask me, man, what do you think about this guy? Can I trust him? Should I say, like, a guy you want to hire for MLB Bro or something? Should I just be like, you know what? He all right, man. But I know you can't really. I've dealt with him for 10 years and had a lot of issues. I mean, I might say, especially in this case, we know Belichick was a good coach. Like, look, he's a great coach. You're going to win. But everything's going to change. He's going to take control. I don't care what he's saying to you about I'll work with other people. He's going to take control. Now, you're going to win. But it's going to be difficult. I mean, should I give you the honest answer or should I just – you're a friend – and you're going to pay him millions.
But I got that. But my point is, if you were really friends like that, before I even stepped out there, Chris, before I even went on a date with the woman, if this is prior to it, say you knew something about a woman prior, and you tell me before we even go out on our Rob, I hear you're going out with so-and-so on Saturday. I got to tell you this, okay? I'm not telling you to go or not to go, but as a friend of yours, I got to tell you this. Okay. I have more respect that way, Chris, than after the fact, and that's what I'm trying to say.
But you might just go out with her before you even, you know, even ask me. Like, and if
but
she's...
If I knew
maybe
that you
she's
knew
super
her,
fine. She's super fine. Maybe Belichick's super fine as a coach. And you just like, look, I'm going out with her anyway.
No, but I might have said, hey, Chris... You know that woman who worked at the Times, you know, when you were there, you know what I mean? And that's right? The same thing with Belichick and with Kraft. It's like you're Arthur Blank. Your friend is supposedly Kraft who employed this guy for 20 years.
But I wouldn't
like
think
the first phone call would be to him.
Well, maybe, but that's not going to – look, and I think the difference is Belichick is so – accomplished that even if Blank tells me, like I said, look, it was fun. We won or we won, but it wasn't fun. It was a hard dealing with. I'm still like, well, you know what? I'm going to find out for myself. I got to talk to, I mean, I'm trying to win some Super Bowls. Let me talk to Bill Belichick. I think that's due diligence, Rob. So it's interesting. I mean, I get, like I said, the only thing that gives me a little pause is Kraft called him. But maybe I don't. And look, the thing we don't know, Rob, and I think the thing that does play a huge role in this is how close are they? If they're really close, I think you owe it to your friend to tell him the truth. You're not saying
this
is going to
be interesting.
I
want to hear what people have to say.
But if you're not
that
close, then like you said, you could just, you know, chill. Yeah. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Did Robert Kraft, betray Bill Belichick by telling Arthur Blank, owner of the Falcons, you can't trust him? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the odd couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Haven't you heard? All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Nice, Mary Mary. Love this song. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, well, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection, of course, everybody knows, Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And with the first round of the NFL draft starting Thursday, our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss NFL Draft Night Live right here on Fox Sports Radio next Thursday, not tomorrow, but next Thursday. 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's own Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's next Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here at Fox Sports Radio. It's all presented by Express Pros. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Did Robert Kraft betray, backstab his former coach, Bill Belichick?
All right, let's kick it off with Chili Tim in Atlanta. Tim, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy?
Yo, what up, bro?
How are you?
What's up,
Good,
Newt?
Man. What's up, Newt? How you doing, man?
Great.
Props to Mary, man. She's rocking tonight.
She's doing her thing, right?
Mary, Mary, why you bugging?
Well, definitely. But concerning the Kraft and Belichick thing, you know, my son works for a famous company, well-known company. I'm not going to call the name, but he's in the personnel, and he works on, like, the, you know, the upper management level. I remember one time when he was telling me, he said that what they do is when people call him and they ask for a reference, or when he calls and he asks for a reference about people, the thing he always says is, like, are they rehirable? And that's the only thing that by law they can say is they can only question they can ask, are they rehirable? Would you rehire them? And that's what he does. He's like, and he answers that question.
Meaning, would you hire him again?
No. Yeah.
Like, would you hire him? If you could do it all over again, would you hire him?
Yeah, if you could do it all again, would you hire him? And he says that's the only question that he asks, and that's the only thing that he's allowed to give information when someone asks for a reference on an employee. And so, you know, if that's what he did, if that's what Kraft did, if Arthur Blank said, hey, would you rehire him again, you know, if you had a chance? And maybe it's a little different situation, but somewhere along those lines of, like, hey, you know, like, you know, if I got, you know, I let him go because I didn't think he was rehireable. And just kind of leave it at that. And you kind of, you know, you go from there and be kind of judged.
For a guy who won six championships, and I'm not saying Bill's perfect. You know, I think he cheated. I got a lot of issues with Bill Belichick, but I just think it's dirty pool. I do.
But it's dirty pool to cheat.
It is dirty pool.
I mean, I hold him to that. That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, Belichick has – we can point to things. Cheating, what is the one emotion maybe above all that cheating brings out in you? I can't trust you.
Right.
You're right. I can't trust you. That's what Kraft said. Now, again, to me, a big part of it is how close are they? If they're just acquaintances, they cool, but they're not really friends, then it's like, okay, man. And I don't doubt, even if they are friends, that Kraft may have been, you know, just trying to also stick it. He may have been telling the truth, but he also may have been trying to stick it to him, you know?
Yeah. Sean, well, you know, that documentary that he put together was so bad, you know, and so slanted and tilted. Yep. Even the players said, like, this is ridiculous. Like, right. They tried to make it like Belichick had nothing to do with it. You know what I mean? And,
right.
And even players. I mean, that tells you a lot. Sean in Sacramento. Sean, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, my uncle's from another mother, my brother behind the board, and Mary, Mary. Hey, appreciate the follow back on X, Mary, man. You're killing it every day on the whatever you feature, man.
Mary becoming a star.
Hey, I'm trying to get an invite.
Mary, you need to be taping this stuff.
That's right.
But my take real quick, man, is, hey, this is kind of snaky behavior by Kraft. I mean, if it was unsolicited, I get where you're coming from, Chris, earlier with the comment about a relationship. You got some inside knowledge about somebody and you want to share that with a friend. But this is totally different. This is business. And there's only one thing that he should have did. It's on the owner of the Atlanta Falcons to do his due diligence and reach out himself to his previous employers. Kraft shouldn't be sending out, and
right.
I don't know what the context was because I haven't read the article, Chris, but why would he say he was untrustworthy? What was the meaning behind that? Did he do something behind his back? Was he saying he was going to spend that Tom Brady money on better
talent? I think here's what I'm going to, from reading the article, my... what I glean is that he's saying, like, so Belichick was telling him in the interviews, I'm cool to work with the GM. I don't have to have full power like I had in New England. I'm good, you know, just working with the guys and coaching the team. I think from the context that Kraft was saying, man, look, you can't trust that. He gonna want to take full control. That's what, but I could be wrong, but that's what I gleaned from it.
And that's not fair to me. He shouldn't. Guys can change. People can grow. Maybe that's
right. And I'm glad you said that, Sean. You know why? Because Bill is not the same guy he was 10 years ago or whatever it was when they were winning Super Bowls. He understands that he has to adapt. He has to adapt.
Does he?
Yes.
He's still hiring.
That's what happens to dinosaurs if you don't adapt.
And giving them positions that they don't deserve. Did Matt Patricia deserve to be the offensive coordinator?
Yeah, but
I don't know that he's changed.
I think
he just lost Tom Brady.
After what we've seen recently, I think he's changed. That he would have
how?
To change. He would have
what,
to change.
What have we seen that makes that no, I mean, honest, I'm like, just honestly asking. What makes you think that?
Yeah, at this point.
He's 73 years old. It's hard to change at that age.
I get it. But you can't continue to do the same thing when you're not having
success. Well, when you won 6 Super Bowls, I mean, I would think you'd be like,
it's been
y'all
a minute.
The ones need to change, not me.
Adam in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
My God, my favorite radio show. Hey, Jack, can I say something real quick? I must be doing good after my trash talk Tuesday against Rob G. I got on after Chili Tim and Sean in Sacramento. I'm feeling good tonight. Hey, listen.
Yes, sir.
I think that this is just another example of these billionaire babies. Like, he wasn't untrustworthy enough for you to be your coach for all these years.
For 20 years.
Well, you were winning. I mean, honestly, I think he just stuck with you because he was winning.
You know that's the case, Chris. But it's like, come on, man! Like to deliberately go behind, like to go behind a man's back and to take food. I mean, we know he's already wealthy, but to take food out of his mouth. You know this man loves football.
Food out of his mouth.
Yes, Chris, to take
Stop
a job
it.
Away from him.
Yeah, I mean, come
really?
On,
so now he's gonna have trouble eating. What? He got to go down and work at the nearest 7-Eleven?
No, he's got to get well. He's got to get. He's got to get well.
Real.
He's got to get well.
Keep
welfare
it right.
No, but maybe not the food out of his mouth. But you know Bill Belichick, man, that's torture to that old man. All he loves is football. That's all he knows is football. And man, you're going to hate on him getting a job, man. Hey, love y'all, man. Talk to y'all later, man.
Right. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
I mean, I do feel like if he and Kraft hadn't talked in, you know, a while and Kraft caught wind that they're going to hire him, like, hey, man, look. I hear you talking about hiring Belichick, but you can't trust dude. I mean, I get that. I'm just saying if they were having a conversation and they're really close and Blank was like, look, give me the real deal. What do you think of the guy? The personality, character, like what's it going to be like? You know, I think you owe it to a friend in that situation. All right, we got Sean King coming up, former NFL quarterback. We'll ask him about this and more, but first, Monsi Bolaños with the update.
Guys, I'm sweaty from this game between the 76ers and the Miami Heat. Yes, it was a little questionable in the first half. Yes, he just had a nice and one. So the 76ers have actually just taken the lead 95-94, a minute 45 seconds to go. In the first half, the 76ers had 12 turnovers, just 3 in this half. So they completely turned it around for sure. Joel Embiid, 23 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists. He is now 6 of 15 from the field. Definitely stepped up his game a little bit. Tyler Hero is a leading scorer for the Heat. He's got 21 points, 3 of 12 from the three-point line. Not what you want to hear, but he's the leading scorer, 21 points. Jimmy Butler's got 19. 96, a tie game, fellas, 90 seconds to go. Whoever wins this will be facing the New York Knicks in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Now, following this matchup, it's the 9 and 10 seeds, the Hawks, and the Bulls. We'll see how that one goes. In other NBA news, the Pelicans rolled out Zion Williamson for their play-in game on Friday against the Kings after suffering a hamstring injury last night against the Lakers. He's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. The NBA also announced that they are going to give a lifetime ban to Toronto Raptors, Jontay Porter, for violating the league's gambling rules. In their investigation, the league found that Porter had disclosed confidential information to bettors, limited his participation in at least one game while he was with the Raptors, and bet on NBA games while playing in the G League. In Major League Baseball, one game still going on. The Angels scored some runs in the top of the ninth inning to stay in this one in Tampa Bay. They are currently on top 5-4. It is the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rays are down to their final out, and they don't have a man on base. And we're down to the 55 seconds left in this game, fellas. It is still tied. Turnover by Miami. Philadelphia gets the ball. Back to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Mansi Belangas. Have a good night.
You too.
Wow. No, yeah. All right. It is the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest does a fantastic job of analyzing the NFL, played in the league, knows the quarterback position and the game as well as anyone. We bring in our man, Sean King. What's up, brother?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
We are good. Now, let me ask you this. It's a tough question for you to answer without the context of having read the story. So if you haven't read it, it's tough. But did you read the article on ESPN.com today about Belichick and why he couldn't get a job this offseason?
I didn't. I saw the title. I looked at a few of the comments. I didn't get a chance to read the whole article.
Yeah, I mean, it says that he and Arthur Blank, the owner of the Falcons, are close friends, and that Kraft reached out to Blank and told him, you can't trust Belichick.
And it should have been Blank reaching out to him if they're really that close to ask him before, Sean. That's the issue I have. That Belichick, when he gets wind that Arthur might hire him, backstab.
And that might, yeah. I mean,
that's what it feels like to me.
I don't know. I think I don't know how close they are. It says they're close, but I think if you're close, you owe your friend the honest truth. And he can do what he wants, but I gotta tell you the truth. But what are your thoughts on it?
I mean, this is strange because I mean, what we've seen in the National Football League is, I mean, the 32 owners are tight, but at the end of the day, if they feel like they can gain an advantage, they generally capitalize on that. So it had to be something in Belichick's interaction with the Falcons that made Arthur Blank uncomfortable. I mean, I just don't think he would take Kraft's word if he really thought Belichick was the right guy for them.
Yeah, and what the article said,
what has Arthur Blank done right over the last 30 years, though?
These reports have been out there, Rob. We heard these. Was that the people that worked for the Falcons, like their front office and all that, and this was true with a few of the teams, they felt like Belichick was going to basically come and take over and bring in his own people and was only going to be there for a couple years anyway until he broke Shula's record. And they felt like, now they're protecting their own interests. I give you that.
And it happens everywhere. But Arthur Blank, what has he won? You know what I mean? That you're going to sit around and everybody has to keep their job despite them not doing. I just don't understand that.
Well, let's say this: as great as Belichick has been, what's the one definitive weakness that's kind of continually crept into his resume? His inability to get the quarterback right. Now, think about
this. Than Brady, right.
Brady was a late-round draft pick. What was it, sixth round, if I'm not mistaken?
Six.
And he wanted to get rid of Tom Brady to sign Jimmy Garoppolo to that extension. And if I'm not mistaken, Arthur Kraft stepped in.
Robert Kraft.
And vetoed. Robert Kraft stepped in and vetoed that. And then you look at how he mismanaged Mac Jones, bringing in a defensive guy to be the offensive coordinator, bringing in a special teams guy to be the quarterback coach. And when you look at Atlanta, what's the one position that everybody thinks is a glaring weakness? Quarterback. So I just never thought that was a good fit.
Well, let me start.
To me, it's bigger than I hear your point. You can nitpick about all that stuff. It's about somebody, Sean, calling up unprovoked to stop you from getting a job. Do you think that's cool? Let's break it down to you. Unprovoked. Somebody calls behind your back. They hear you're interviewing at some network.
I mean, Rob,
and they call behind
your
back
and say a little more into it.
Don't hire that guy. Don't trust Sean King. You think that's cool? I'm asking you.
Well, let's do this. Let's operate on the assumption that what Rob is saying is 100% correct. What business in America does that not happen in? I mean, it happens in every business, in our business, in broadcasting. How many times do people, if they're bitter about somebody leaving or maybe had a personal, like, difference with a talent that's going somewhere else, how many times do they pick up the phone and not be an advocate for you but be an adversary? Like, and it happens in the NFL all the time. I don't think this is something, like, that's random. I just think it's strange because it's happening to a white man that's as successful as Bill Belichick was. To me, that's where it's rare.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. That's an interesting point. Let's get to some football. Let's stay with the Patriots. They got the third pick in the draft. What do you think they should do? Like, I mean, I think Washington's taking Jaden Daniels. So if you were New England at 3 and Daniels and Caleb Williams are gone, what are you doing? Are you trading down? You like Penix? Maybe you think you can get him lower? Or you don't want a quarterback, period, because we don't have enough around him yet? Or what are you thinking if you're the Patriots at 3?
Well, I think there are two quarterbacks that are worthy of top 10 selections, and that's Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. I think there are two other quarterbacks that are worthy of first-round selections, and that's Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy. So if I'm the Patriots, because I don't think we have a roster that's ready to compete, think about what they can get to trade out of 3. People talk about how desperate Minnesota, Denver, and Oakland are, especially if for some reason the Commanders go any direction but Jaden Daniels. I mean, there's a lot of leverage there for 3. And I think trading out, if the right opportunity presented itself, is the best thing for the organization to, like, get the most assets, have the most opportunities to upgrade the roster in one, you know, swoop. So I'm not sold that they like Penix at 3, and I'm not sold that J.J. McCarthy is capable of going to New England with that situation and setup. Right. And make it a huge difference. But I think J.J. can go to Minnesota, where they got Justin Jefferson and the tight end and the wide receiver from USC, and make a huge difference. I don't like J.J. in Denver because I think trading Jerry Jeudy was a mistake. And you look at that roster, Denver's got a lot of holes. Yep. So I think I would trade out of it and try and just collect assets and build my roster up slowly.
I got one question. J.J. McCarthy, where is he drafted? And tell me, what do you think of his talent and where he fits in the NFL?
So I coached J.J. McCarthy at IMG. I was his coordinator. I mean, he's an amazing kid. He's super talented. He has a super high football IQ. He's a much better athlete than people give him credit for. I have no reservations about him, but I don't think he's a guy that can go into an organization with a bunch of holes and mask all of those deficiencies. But I do think he's a guy sort of like a Brock Purdy, but a more talented version that can go to an organization that's pretty sound in most areas, and he can help them be really successful. So if you're asking me if I run the Patriots, I'm trying to trade out of number 3 unless Jaden Daniels falls.
Let me ask you this. The Cowboys, who I think have had a horrible off season, there's talk that, you know, they might even look at drafting a quarterback to, you know, in case Dak's not there next season. And my first thought when I heard that was, man, is Trey Lance like that bad? You know, yeah. Not even going to give him a shot. Well, and I know we haven't seen a lot of Trey, but what are your – do you have any thoughts on him? It's hard to say. Yeah, you haven't seen a lot. But it looks like Dallas isn't even thinking about him as a potential replacement. Like, what do you think about Trey Lance? And I know, again, you haven't seen a lot, but maybe you've talked to people or – stuff like that.
So here's what's interesting about Trey Lance. The league doesn't have patience for young quarterbacks. Yet he's a young quarterback that needs patience. He has not played a lot of football. Remember, he didn't play the majority of the COVID year. He came into that only having 1 year as a starter at North Dakota State. That's why I never thought the 49ers situation would work. So it kind of perplexed me that Dallas would trade for Trey Lance and not be willing to extend Dak Prescott. Because he's not ready to fill in for Dak on a team that thinks they're Super Bowl caliber. So I don't know how that works out. It's very interesting, the Dallas Cowboys offseason. And listen, I haven't lost any sleep that they're struggling. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys fan base is the most obnoxious fan base in all of sports, you know, outside of maybe Yankees and Knicks fans. But I mean, it's also for them to suffer brings joy to a whole lot of America. But I'll say this. Here's the Cowboys' problem. Jerry understands that he does not have long. He needs to win and wants to win now. He wants and needs desperately to get another championship.
That's been the last 10 years. Are you kidding? Wow.
Yeah, he needs it. But he knows internally Dak's not the answer. He just hasn't been presented with a better option as of yet.
Mm. All right. Well, that's our man Sean King with the knowledge. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, fellas.
All right, man. Peace. Keep it locked. Odd Couple. Zion Williamson balled out last night.
Did they win?
And then went out last night. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. And live, of course, from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, what a game. I mean, we've had two barn burners out of the three games. Two barn burners in the play-in.
Yeah.
Philadelphia holds off, really came back and then held off the Miami Heat 105-104. Great game. Tyler Hero, 25 points to lead Miami. Rob, he was 9 for 27. Wow.
Wow.
That's shocking. He got 27 shots up, 4 for 14 from 3. Joel Embiid leads the Sixers with 23 points and 15 boards. 5 dimes. Only shot 6 for 17. But, Rob, I'll take that. I'm going to give Joel Embiid some props
for
that.
You'll take it with a W.
I'll take that. Yep. I'll take that. Tyrese Maxey, 19.6 dimes. So, good for Philly. Nick Batum comes off the bench for 20 points. So, now we got the Knicks and the Sixers. And it's a tough one, Rob. I think I'm leaning Philly.
I'm going to lean Knicks.
Mm. Mm. I think it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a lot like Miami Philly.
Hard. I just think the Knicks, and this is the reason, Chris, the Knicks have played so well, I can't imagine them taking a step back. Even though Philly's good, do you know what I'm saying?
Like, I don't think that's a step. I think it's really on how good is Philly at this point, you know?
I think it would be a step back.
You know, early in the year, we would have thought.
No, Philly earlier in the year. But where they are and where the Knicks have overcome to go to the number two seed, it would be a kick in the gut if they get knocked out in the first round. I'm going to pick the Knicks.
Yeah, I hear you on picking the Knicks. I'm fine with that, but I don't think it's a kick in the. I mean, I think you're disappointed, but I don't think it's like losing to a typical seventh seed. Like Philly would have had a better record than the Knicks by far if Embiid had been there. So I think the question to me is Philly, are they back to what they were before Embiid got hurt? I don't know. But I think I'm going to go with Philly. So let's talk about Zion, Rob. We said it. You called him NBA dead. I said, you know, we've moved on. He's still a very good player. We'll make some all-star teams. He already made one. But we've moved on. You know, Ja Morant, when he gets back, SGA, Wimby, Chet Holmgren, obviously Ant-Man up in Minnesota. But, Rob, last night, Zion came out and got busy. 40 points against LeBron James and the Lakers. 11 rebounds as well. Hit the glass. Remember I said he needs to rebound better. But then, Rob, pulls a hamstring in the final moments and can't be there in crunch time. And his team goes down with him. Who knows if they win? It was a close game, obviously, so maybe they would have won had he not gone down. But were you, you know, what were your thoughts? I thought it was really a microcosm of his career. It's never been about his ability. It's about his availability.
And unfortunately, when they needed him most, and he played well. So I'm not sitting here poo-pooing his performance, Chris, because he played really, really well. But it's just disappointing. Like this is what we keep looking at. He's not 42, right? How old is he? 23.
It was odd. I don't want to rip him because I don't know. It seems like, look, a hamstring is a serious injury. But I don't know. He kind of ran off the court, didn't really grab his hammy. I don't know. It was just weird. It was just weird. I'm not going to accuse him of anything. But when he left, you know, he kind of ran to the training room. So I don't know. But it was odd and unfortunate because now, Rob, I think rather than silence his critics with a huge performance, I think now you may have done away with some of the goodwill you had earned, some of the trust you had earned, where people are thinking, okay, he played 70 games. He's fine. He's going to be able to play going forward. He's going to be healthy. And now the questions about his health are just going to continue.
Yeah. How can they not?
Right.
There's nothing else people can do when, once again, here's the issue and why this keeps happening to this guy who's so young and so talented. It's a bummer, to be honest. If you're a Pelicans fan, I would be bummed out that he can't play a full, you know, playoff game when they need him most.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Of course, they have a chance. They play Sacramento, but they're saying he's out for that game for sure and will be reevaluated in a few weeks. So even if they win, Rob, in advance, looks like they're going to be without him. So you talk about a bummer, man. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are signing off. We are 3 of the 4 playoff games done. Now you got Chicago and Atlanta going at it. So check that out on ESPN. But keep it locked here for your listening pleasure. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. They bring fire, period, the end.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.